Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chof Beis. We're starting Chof Aleph Amid Beis, roughly 2.5 lines from the bottom of the Amid. And this is, we're quoting from the dialogue in our Mishnah. Back in the Mishnah, as you recall, Rabbi Akiva said that if a person makes a shvuah, shaloi oichal, I'm not going to eat, for instance, in the next 24 hours, when does he violate that shvuah? Says Rabbi Akiva, as soon as he eats a kol shehu, he's chayev. What's the reason for that? So Rashi says, because when a person makes a shvua and he says le oichal, he doesn't think in Torah terms, in terms of akezayis, akebeya, akervias, akadasha. No. He says, I'm not going to eat. Stam daita is lesser atzmoy becholshu. That was the svara of Rabbi Kiva. Chum said, where do we find that bekolatir? We never found something like that. Every time oichel is always mitashir, akizayis or whatever. Akoshu, we never found it. So now the Gemara is going to address, we never found it. Frank the Gemara, veloy, 2 lines on the bottom. Varinamola, what happens if Chas v'Shalom, a person goes and eats a whole ant, a gan's ant, and a gan's ant was all of us a shear of a tenth of a kezayis. What's the din? He's over. No, so you see that you have this concept of something less than a kezayis, even a koshu. Everything more avada, there are exceptions to the rule. But berry is shiny, that's in a separate category on its own. But normally you don't find anything less than a kezayis. Freitimavari hegdish. Hegdish is no din of a kezayis. As long as you eat from Hegdish, even a Koshuhu, that's enough to be over on being moil the Hegdish. So you're right, a Koshuhu, but there's also a shear. Habi'in and Shavapruta. If that Koshuhu that you're talking about is worth a Shavapruta, then you've taken been moil the Hegdish. But there's a shear there too. Not like Rabbi Kiva is saying over here. Anything, even a mashu, even a tenth of a millimeter. No, there has to be a shear.
So just if they already proved there's an exception with an ant, why can't Rabbi Akiva say there's an exception with this?
That's exactly
what
the
thrust
that's,
of the.
That's the dialogue, and Rabbi Akiva saying is over here, when you're talking about making a shvuah, since the daita shel odom when he makes a shvuah is even on anything, so therefore he's being machsh of that anything, and he's saying, for me, I know the Torah talks about a kezayis. I know the Torah talks about a rviyah. I know the Torah talks about a kebeya. Okay. But I'm self-imposing an isra myself, and stam daitai is even a mashu. The Chum say, and the Chum said to Rabbi Kiva, where did we ever find something like that? So the Gemara says, I have a number of instances. So the Gemara says, that's not a right, because that's al hilchis beria. Beria, that's a separate category on its own, but normally you don't find anything less than a kezayis. Pei Gemara, hegdish is less than a kezayis. Says Yimur, you're right, but there's also a shear. It's not just anything. It's got to be at least a shavapruta. Freitimavari mafarish. Don't the Chacham agree that if a person were to make a shvur shloi oichal amashu, then it's chal. So you see that there is such a concept of being oiver when you're mafarish. Mafarish when you say it explicitly. So in bazoi, so you see that there is a case. Evdimor mafarish nami ki beria dummy. Mafarish is similar to beria. How is mafarish like a beria? Says Rashi, why is beria separate and apart from all other cases? Because it has a chashivus by the fact that it's a living organism. It's a, that's a beria. Anamala, mashayng, and similarly over here, if a person were to say in his shvua, shvushli, oichal, mashu, then he's being machshev, achsheve. By saying those words, he's taking it upon himself as if it's like a berry. We don't mean mamish like a berry. We just mean just like berry has a separate chashivus, a living organism like an amola has a chashivus, even though it's so, so tiny. Same thing. Person, when he makes a shvua, if he says shvua shloi oichal koshu, he's been machshev that koshu. But in the case where he was not machshev it, says the Rabbanan, I don't find the case. Heichan matzino. Offer. What about the case of offer? What means the case of offer? A person makes a shvua shloi oichal offer. Now, offer obviously is inedible. So, presumably, when a person makes such a shvua, daite b'choshu. Because you can't eat a kezayis, you can't even eat a koshu. Ah, koshu, you can somehow slip down the throat. So we see that by offer that there is a din of a koshu. So why is the Chacham saying over there to Heichem Matzino that there's a din of a koshu? By offer there's a koshu. Since they didn't bring that as a raya, Ella tipshay the boy Rava. We're going to have Mitchum on the Umid Bay shortly. The Rava is talking and ask a shayla. Shvuish lo yoichal viyochal offer bekama. If a person made a shvu not to eat, and he eats offer, what's taka the shear of that offer? Is the shear the offer a koshu or a kazayis? By the fact that we didn't, the Chacham said we never found a case. Of less than a kazayis is tipshit adik kazayis. Is a charai that even if you make a shvush loy oichal offer, that there too the shear is a shear of a kazayis. And that's the reason why we don't say to Rabban, of course we find a shear of a kazayis. Person makes a shear, of course there is a din of a koshu. Because when a person makes a shvush loy oichal offer, what is the shear? The shear is a koshu. Since the Mishnah doesn't say that, Zaytzechos, that even there the Chacham agree that the case of offer would be a case of a kazayis. That being the case, we can be pushed to the Shaila of Rava on the Amud Beis, when Rava asks, person makes a shvu shalei oichal offer. V'yochal offer, what's the halacha? Go and be pushed that the shir must be a kazayis. Because if the shir would be a kol shuhu, then Rabbi Kiva would be able to answer the Rabbanan, yes, I found cases of koshu. The marshal, a person who makes a shvush like yoichal offer, is a chayra raya that it's a shir kazayis. Everything what ki kamrin, our mission is only addressing the midah debar achila kamrin. We're talking about things which are edible. Things which are edible, say the Chacham to Rabbi Kiva, I never found a case of less than a kazayis. It's always a kazayis, kazayis, kazayis. What are you telling me, a koshu? Is a bazoi, that rye that you're trying to bring from kofar, that's not on the radar screen because that's not even edible. We're talking about things which are edible. What's the din of a kainamois? We're going to see Mitzvah shortly here on the Omid Aleph. If you go back, go down, about halfway down the Omid, you see halfway down, Omer HaPapa, Machloikis Bishvus, Abba Kainamois, Tibriakoil, Bekalshu. What's a kainamois? A kainamois means that a person has on the table here a kikar, he has a loaf of bread, and he says, koinem kikar zu alai. I'm not going to eat this kikar. It's off limits. Good. So now the question is, what's the shear of this off-limited kikar? So according to the Gemara later on, the Gemara is going to say, Amar Papa, Tivri Hakol, everybody agrees, meaning Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, and we're later going to have a mayor as well, everybody agrees with Koshu. So why did they say to Rabbi Kiva, Heichon Matzino, if I'm by Koin Amois, that din, that even Bekoshu you're over. So therefore, it's not Shver and Rabbi Kiva that you're over here if you make a Shavua. Every more Koin Amois, Nami Kim Afarish Dami. Since a person says Koinam, and he does not use the term Achila, says Rashi, one major difference between a koinam. Koinam is a normal form of a neder. What's the difference between a neder and a shvur? We've already spoken about it many times, where Barry always reminds us of gavra and a chavtza. So the person who makes a shvur saying, I make a shvur not to eat whatever, either not to eat anything or not to eat bananas or not to eat cucumbers or not to eat bread, whatever he says. But he says he makes a shvur not to eat. Mashen, can you be saying koinam? You don't need to use the term eat, you can go and simply say, see this kicker? It's off limits. Koinim ze alai. Koinim ze alai. Koinim ze alai. You don't need to use the term achila. Since you're not using the term achila, therefore you have no raya to our case of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is talking about when you're referring to achila. Achila, call it trade, call achila is bekazayis. But when you're saying koinim, that it's off limits, as you say, then it has nothing to do with achila. So even a mashu is
so even touching it means you're over.
It's a das.
No, it's only that when you say a koinim, the neder by definition means to eat. But since he doesn't use the expression to eat, therefore we are not restrained or constrained to limit it only to a kazayis because he's asering it kol kulei, not to touch it, but of course to imbibe it, to take it in, to chew it, to put it in his mouth, maybe even to have anor, but then we're not getting into that.
So how would that be different from a shavua? Also, you're saying this entire...
I will not eat this kikar.
I
will
not eat. I and eat. Eat and I. When you're talking about achila, you see Rashi in the fourth line, kimafarish domi zutrashi, the fidish ain't a masker boshim achila. Since he doesn't say achila, kol shu kama. If he's saying this kikar is osir to me, it's totally osir. That doesn't, the isir doesn't include the touching, because that's not the das of bnei odom when they say I'm not going to eat. Well, if he wants to asir the kikar, he's not saying I'm not going to touch it, I'm not going to pick it up, I'm not going to put it in the pantry. What he means to say is I'm not going to eat it. But he doesn't use the term eat. Since he doesn't use the term eat, it's even a kosher. Zokim marvait. Omalehen. So now Rabbi Kiva's response was, Heichon matzin b'medaber umevi karbon. This is such an unusual, unique case. Why? Did you ever find somewhere else when you just say a dibur, and if you violate the dibur, you have to bring a carbon? Shezem medaber umevi karbon. Over here, if a person makes a shvua, and he says, Oichal, I will go and eat from this kikar, and then he did not eat, or vice versa. If he says, I'm not going to eat this kikar, and he did eat. Now this is a lav she'ein by maisa. There was no maisa. I know, Ariel, you were troubled yesterday. Why isn't it a maisa? Because normally we hold akivas, akimas svasayim loy have a maisa. And as long as he didn't do anything with his hands, his feet, his nose, his toes, the rest of the body is considered to be ein by maisa. And therefore, normally you would not go and bring, you would normally not have a din of malchus, lav she'ein maisa. Normally you wouldn't have a din of a carbon. Nevertheless, over here we say that there is a din of a carbon just by violating his speech. What was the speech? He said, I will eat, and he did not eat. I will not eat, and he did eat. Oh, so you see, this is a special case. So therefore, the same Torah that gives us this din, a madaber umevi carbon, the carbon, of course, of an oil of yoyrin, same thing is, what's the reason for that? Rashi in the Mishnah said, because his dibur creates nu isurim, that he's machshiv on himself. Torah didn't give this iser. You created the iser. So what was your das when you created the iser? My das was not to eat anything. When I say shaloi oichal, I'm not limiting it. I'm not going to eat a kazayis. I'm not going to eat a revias. I'm not going to eat a kaveya. What I mean to say is, I'm not going to eat. Period. So therefore, since that was his das, that's part, even it's implicit in his shvua, and therefore, if he violated it, b'shogeg, he's made vikar. Zoktimar, once again, we're going to ask a series of other cases. We don't find anywhere else. Heichon matzino v'loi v'hari megadev. What's a megadev? Megadev is chas v'sholom, a person who is mevorech es Hashem. It's a machloikis in the first Mishnah Masechtas Krisus, that if a person was mevorech, everybody agrees that if mevorech es Hashem is a din of Krisus. Question is, what happens if he did a b'shoigig? Would there be a din of bringing a korban chatas? We're not talking about an oil of yoyru, we're talking about a chatas kavua. But lemaisa, is there, is there not? Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, the Rabban, Rabbi Kiva says, a megadif is mevi korban. Oh, so you have a case of speech, a medaber, and he violated by chas v'shalom going and being mekal mevorchas Hashem, and you got to bring a korban. So you find that other cases of medaber mevi korban. Everything more, that's a different type of dibur mevi carbon. Here in our mission, we're talking about dabur v'oyser k'amrinan. We're talking about that as a result of his dibur, he's creating new isurim. For instance, that I'm not going to go and eat this kikar. V'hai medabur v'choytehu. There, the reason why you bring a carbon v'chatas is because of a chait that you committed. What was the chait? That the person v'chas v'sholom is mevorech es Hashem. So that's a totally different category. Don't mish apples and oranges. What's the case of a nazir? A person was medaber v'oiser without his saying already nazir, then he would not be a nazir. So it's only because of his dibur. He asks with his dibur, eating all types of different grapes and drinking wine, etc. And what happens? And he has to go in the end of his 30 days, he has to go and bring a carbon. Oh, so you see that his dibur is maybe carbon. So why did you say in our Mishnah that we never find a case of medaber mevi carbon? So the Gabi Megad, if we said, well, that's a case of medaber v'choite, we're talking about medaber v'oiser. Nu nazir is a medaber v'oiser. He asks upon himself eating and drinking grape products, but he knows a mevi carbon. So Timori mevi carboni al diburay k'amrinan, that the carbon is related to his dibur or the violation of his dibur. The reason why he brings a carbon at the end of the 30 days is to go and be matir him, to allow him to return into the rest of Klal Yisrael, just like everybody else is allowed to go and drink wine and eat grapes, he wants to go and be restored to a normal, regular individual that can go and drink wine and eat grapes. Ah, so that's why he has to bring his carbon, because that's part of the quote-unquote ceremony that you need to perform at the end of the 30 days. So it has nothing to do with the Dibur per se. The Dibur creates Naziris. But now the Naziris is ended. You want to now get back to the normal civilization? For that you have to go and bring a carbon. Right, the Marvari, Hegdish. Hegdish, if a person is Maktish something, so by definition, you're not allowed to go and eat from it. If you eat from Hegdish, you're being moil in Hegdish, and then you have to go and bring a carbon asham me'ilois. So therefore, Hegdish is a good example of a medaber. He just said, harizeh Hegdish, and it's an oyser, as well as it's a maybe carbon. If a person goes and violates his word, and what happens, he's machalal it by using it like chulin, so then he was oyser, and he has to bring a carbon. Carbon Hashem Eloi. So we have a case of Hegdish. Our Mishnah is talking about the limited case of answering upon yourself. That type of Hegdish, that's not a personal Dibur on your own. That's a Dibur that has wide-ranging ramifications, and it becomes awesome to the whole world. What I meant when Rabbi Kiva meant when he said Heich Matzino Medaber Mevi Karben, he meant a local, personal type of Medaber and Mevi Karben, not something that has universal application, like the case of Hegdish. Pretty much, but I can go and give you a local type of Hegdish. Hari Kanamois. What's a Kanamois? Is a Machloikis throughout Shas, number of times here and in Kodshim, where the Yesh Me'ilah B'Kainamis or Ein Me'ilah B'Kainamis. What's Kainamis? Kainamis is a form of Neder, but instead of using the term Neder, you go and use the term Kainam. So for instance, if I have here a kikar, a loaf of bread, I could make a Shvuah and say, Shvuah Shlo Yoichal Kikar Zeh. So that's clearly a Shvuah. I could go and make a Neder and say that Kikar Zeh Osir Olai B'Neder. That would be a perfect Neder. I can also go and say, koinim kikr ze alai. The word means koinim. So the Mishnah Masechtis Nedarim, and Daf Yud says that koinim is just, if you will, a corrupted or a slang form of the word of carbon. So I could say carbon ze alai, but instead of saying carbon, I said the word koinim. Why did they say koinim instead of carbon? Because it said in the Pasuk that I'm bringing a carbon Lashem, and I'm afraid if he's going to say carbon, he's going to say Lashem, and then it might be a brachal, he may say Hashem's name, Levatala. He might pass away, he might change his mind. Therefore, we go and say koinim, and then the assumption is he's not going to add the word Lashem, he's just going to say the word koinim. Okay, let's see more Masechtas Nedarim. Okay, so since now koinim is a slang form of the word carbon, even though when I say kikr ze alai, or if I say kikr ze alai ke carbon, I don't mean to go and bring a carbon, I just mean just like a carbon, you're not allowed to go and eat because it has kedusha. So I'm making now this kikr, not kedusha of Hegdish, that it's osir kol ha'olam kulo. It's osir to me. So now, when you say that it's something is like a koinim, does that mean that it's just like using the word neder, that kikr ze alai osir b'neder, Kikurze osalai bekoinim, or koinim kikurze alai. So it's just a synonym for the word neder, which would mean it's just osar, like an isra of neder. Or do you say that since the word koinim is a derivative of the word karbon, ui, so then it doesn't just have a din of a neder, it has a din of a shtik hegdish. But it's not hegdish for the whole world, because I didn't say I'm makdish it. It's hegdish just for me. What's in the nafkamina would be if the person afterwards violates his koinim by going and eating or having a no, do you have to bring a carbon asham me'ilois or not? If you say that it's just an isser like any neder, no. Maximally be even the isser of bal yachol tevorai. For that you don't bring a carbon. You don't bring a carbon of
asham.
One at a time. We don't go and bring a carbon of chatas oyle v'yoyrit because he didn't use the term of b'shua. First that's a yevate b'shua. He doesn't go and bring a carbon chatas out chait, because of the fact that there is no din kores b'mezit, and therefore there is no din of bringing a carbon chatzis kvu b'shoyi. If you hold that this is not a real carbon, it's just an iser, then there wouldn't be an asham me'ilois either. On the other hand, however, if you say that koinam is like the word carbon, and even though it's not carbon for the masses, but it's a carbon for me. If I violate my carbon, so then I do have to bring a carbon asham me'ilais. So that's the machloikis, and we're going to talk about this a little bit further down in Miyat Hashem. Yesh mila b'koinam eis, ey mila b'koinam eis. So now the Gemara asks, Hari koinam eis, isn't koinam eis a case of medaber, who may be carbon? What's a medaber? He's oyser on himself, like a carbon. And therefore, if he violates that koinam by going and eating from the kikar, what happens? Doesn't he have to go and bring a carbon? Don't I hold yesh me'ila b'kainamas? You have to bring a carbon, asham me'ila. So you see, Rabbi Kiva, I find a medaber maybe carbon. You see what Rabbi Kiva holds? A me'ila b'kainamas. So if you violated your koinam by eating from the kikar, guess what? You do not have to bring a carbon asham eloids. You don't have to bring a carbon chatas kavua. You don't bring a chatas oil of a yoyred. You just happen to be, quote unquote, a bad guy. But of course, if you did a b'shoigi, what you have to do is you have to clap a few more times al chet and have in mind that, unfortunately, I was moil in my koinim, I was over on it. If I would have done it, chas v'shalom b'meizid, with asra, he could have gotten malchus, because he'd be over bal yachal devare. But if he did it b'shoigi, there's no carbon involved for the kapar. If you bring a carbon chatas or ashim, you're right. What happens if you want to be an oil or a shlom to go and be mechaper? So tumguni shelfin. For that, you have to go and club and do tshuva. And tshuva masim toivim will be mechaper. And now we start a new shtickle. We're finished with that. Both of the shtiklach that we learned until now was trying to understand the dialogue between the chachamim and Rabbi Kiva. Now Rava tells us in rapid fire two halachas. Omer Rava. The whole machloikis in our Mishnah is if a person says, I make a shvua shaloi oichal. Where there the Chacham say, you're only oiver if you eat a gezayis. The Bekiva says, you're oiver even if you eat a kolshul. That's because he said, loi oichal. Al b'mefarish, if he says, befarish, I'm not going to even eat a quarter of a revius, or a quarter of a gezayis.
Or anything at all.
Or even a mashu. Any type of lashon that he uses, if he says it befeirish, tibri hakoil bekoshu, then even the chacham agree. If that's what you acid on yourself, you said, I'm not going to even the slightest, smallest morsel, even a hundredth of a molecule of a piece of bread, then you're over. If that's what you said, that's why you said, in my time, but what's the reason? Isn't the sheer achila always a sheer bikazais? Because mafarish nami, kim beria dummy. Like we said before, just like beria has a chashivus, if you say a shvur that I'm not going to eat a koshu, it's who the achshavei. He is machshiv that morsel, that koshu, that has a status like a beria, in the sense that both of them are choshev. Beria is a choshev because it's naturally choshev. This mashu, since you said I'm not going to eat a mashu, you're machshiv it. And that's the reason why even the chachamim would agree that you are oiver if you ate a mashu. So that's halacha number one. The Omer Rava. If he says, I will not eat. If he says, I will not taste. I won't be toyim. Even the Chum would agree. Because the taste is a mashu. Everybody agrees. I don't understand the Chiddush in Rav's halacha. In Yiddish, there's an expression, lum epis toyim zan. Let's go and be toyim. Now, when a person says, for instance, davening is over, everybody's a little bit hungry. No, lomagain toyim zan. That means we want to go and take a taste. Does that mean that they want to do is just take a lollipop and just go and take one lick? Okay, we're done, I already took a tam. Of course not. It's just an expression because people want to talk in a modest fashion. They don't want to say, oh, I'm going to eat and a kafreser and esser. I'm going to be toyim. I'll take a little piece of cake, I'll take a little schnapps, I'll take a peppers toyim zan. But of course, they do mean not just a mashu, they mean more than that. So I would think if a person makes a shvur, shle etoin, he would also talk and mean a kezayis, maybe two kezayis, epistoyim zah. Kamash mulan, the answer is no, that we assume that when he said the word toyim as part of a shvur, that he meant taka toyim, not even to take a mashu. And even the chacham would agree that even though he didn't say expressly mashu, it's kimafarish dami, and therefore, et chayiv im b'mash. Okay, now we have a new shtickle of Omer Rav Papa. And this shtickle is going to go from here till halfway down the Omer Beis. We're going to talk about the differences and the similarities between shvuos and koinamis. It's Omer Rav Papa. Machloikis b'shvuos. The whole machloikis in our Mishnah, whether you're talking about a person takes upon himself a shvur shloi oichal, whether he means b'kezai is like the Rabbanan, or even a mashu according to Rebbe Akiva, that's all b'shvuois, al b'koinomois. He didn't make a shvur, shvur shloi oichal kikar zeh, but rather he said, koinem kikar zeh olai. He didn't mention the word achila, then divyakol b'kolshu, then everybody agrees b'kolshu. And that's what Rashi said at the top of the Amid. The reason is, since he's not mazkir shem achila, he didn't say achila zu koinem alai, he said kikar zeh koinem, or koinem kikar zeh. You don't use the term achila, everybody agrees b'kolshu. My time, like the Gemara Taka says, Kinam is nami, kim dole kom midkar shmo de achila, since he doesn't say the word oichal, kinam afarishtam, it's as if he would say, when he says the word koinim, it's as if he's saying, koinim, anything, everything, even the smallest little particle, all of that is usur upon me. Okay, so on the surface, Rapapa says very easily, a koinim, everybody agrees a kosher. And now we're going to ask Akasha from Abraisa. From the first words of the Braisa, we have a knockout kasha on Rav Papa. Meisvei, shnei koinomois mitztarfen. What means shnei koinomois? Person had in front of him not one kikar, he had two kikaris. And he made a koinom not to eat from kikar one, and not to eat from kikar two. What happens if he ate a halbe kezayis from kikar one, and a halbe kezayis from kikar two? Says the Braisa, them mitztarfen. I need a tziruf of two half a kezaisim to come up with a kezaius. Didn't Rapapa say a moment ago, divrei hakol bekoinem bekolshu? I don't need a tziruf. As soon as I ate that first little mashu from the first kikar, I'm already over. What after me mitzaref a halbe kezaius and a halbe kezaius? Forget about halbe kezaisim. You ate a drop, you're already over. So that's the Gemara's kasha, as you'll see momentarily. We continue the Brice of Aita. Shtei Shavuos ein mitztarfes. Pasha Pshat is, again, you have two kikrim in front of you, and you say, I make a shvua shloi oichal mi kikarzu, and shvua shloi oichal mi kikarzu, and then he ate a half a kezayis from one, and a half a kezayis from the other. Ein mitztarfes, they are not mitztarf. Why is there a difference between koinim and shvuos? We will see momentarily. Remeir Oimer, Koinomis Kishvuos, they both have the same din. And just like Shvuos are not mitztarfois, Koinomis are not mitztarfois. That's the end of the Braisa, and then we're going to, the Gemara is now going to expound and explain each one of the Mandiyam. So first we start off with the Kasha that we already said 2 minutes ago. The Kasha and Rapapa. Rapapa says, Koinomis Tibiakol Bekoshu, Vesol Kadaita, Chaya Bekoshu, Lomali the Tzarif. Why are you talking about I'm going to mitzarif a shtickle from this kikar and a shtickle from that kikar? I don't need to mitztarf shtiklach. As soon as you ate a shtiklach, you're already over. It's a kolshu. After the Gemara, he said a very interesting lashon. He didn't say koinem kikar ze olai or kikar ze olai osur kikoinem. He said omar achila mizu olai koinem, achila mizu olai koinem. He had the two kikrim. He could have, would have, should have said koinem kikar ze alai, but he didn't say that. He said koinem achila kikar ze alai. Oh, since he used the word achila, now we get into achila land. Achila land has a din of a kezayis. Ah, so the difference between the Rapapa and the Brice is Rapapa, when he suggests koinem kikar ze alai, afila mashu. But if he says koinem achila mi kikar ze alai, oh, since he used the term achila, now you have to come up with a full shear of a kezayis. That's why the Braisa says, okay, if you have two such kikarim, and on each kikar you said, achidas kikar zu alai, achidas kikar zu alai, it's mitztaref, achutzi shim, at achutzi shim together, you have a full shear of a kezayis. Freiti mara, yichachi yamai mitztarefais. Why taka then isn't mitztaref? Soif, soif, zil lahacha lekesh yura, zil lahacha lekesh yura. The Gemara in the Havamina assumes that he uttered two separate koinomis. Koinem achila of this kikar number one. And then he said on the second kikar, koinem achila on kikar number two. Therefore, each one is an independent kikar. You don't even have to talk about kikaris. Here is a kikar and the other one is a shtickle flesh. Or this is a shtickle fish and this is a shtickle flesh. So that's the Gemara. It's each one is a separate entity, a separate koinem. Is l'choira, you don't have a full shear. Even though you ate a half a kezayis from kikar number one, and you ate an afik kazayis from kikar number two. Mazel tov. But since each one is a separate koinim on its own, each one you didn't have a full shear, why is it takim at starif? Says the Gemara, you're right. If Itaka said koinim zu, and then he said koinim zu, two separate koinimas, it would not be mitstarif. But it's talking about, he said, the omar achile mishtein alai koinim. You have the two kikrais in front of him, and instead of saying separate koinomis on each one, he says the achila of both of them should be a koinim on me.
So it's like one big loaf with one koinim and one kazayis. Oh. Two kazayisim, as it were, are basically one zach.
You mean two kikrais
on one zach. Two kikrais so it becomes one entity.
Right. So that sounds very, very good. And that's why we're saying that the two koinomis are mitstarif. But now the problem is, the Tanakhama says, in shtei shvuis, ein mitstarfais. So we have to assume that the two cases are parallel. We're not talking about apples and oranges. The kavasa gabi shvuis the omar, presumably, shvuis shle oichel mishtein. He says, I'm making shvuis that I'm not going to eat these two kikrais. So I was, oh, my name mitstarfais. So the, in that case, should also be merged into one large kikr. Exactly. Amra Pinchas, or Pinchas says, al pisvori, you're right. However, because there is a difference in halacha between kikrais, not kikrais, Shavuos, between koinomais and shvuais, that's why there's a difference. What difference in halacha do I have? Shani shvuais, mitoch shechalukais lechatois, ein mitztarfois. What does that mean, shvuais, mitoch shechalukais lechatois? So Rashi explains. And Rashi brings a raya from the Mishnah on the Omid Beis. In fact, if you want to take a quick look in that Mishnah on the Omid Beis, Mishnah towards the bottom of the Omid says, three lines in, the last word on the line, Shvua, now the next line, Shvua shlei oichel paschitin, upas oiren, upas kusmin. Although he was mitzaref all three in the same Shvua, he only said Shvua one time, didn't say Shvua shlei oichel paschitin. Stop. Shvua shlei oichel pas oiren. Stop. He said, Shvuish lo yoichel paschitim, upas oirim, upas kusmim. V'ochal, and now he ate from those three. Let's assume he ate a kazayas of each one. Chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. What is he going to be chayiv al kol achas v'yachas? He's going to be chayiv three korban oile v'yoritz, even though he only went made one shavua on all three together. Nevertheless, it's what we call chlukois chatois. That's going back to the Omid Aleph, Omid Pinchas, Shani Shvuas. By Shvuas, there is such a concept, that if you say in one Shvua a number of items, even though you only use the term Shvua once, what happens if afterwards you failed by violating your Shvua?
And eating a full kazayas of each one.
Exactly, a full kazayas of each one. What's it in? Ein mitztarif.
So here, because you ate half of a kazayas from each one, it is mitztarif.
So one second. First of all,
by
Shavuot it's not mitzvah.
Okay.
What's the reason why it's not mitzvah? Because even though you only made one word Shavuot, but since you combined in that Shavuot the chitim, the koismin, and the se'orim, it has now a status of three separate Shavuot that if you ate a kazayis for each one behelam, then you're going to have to bring three separate kabanis, chatas, oil of the yerim. Very good. So that you find chalukas lechatois. You do not find that same din by koinim.
Right.
That if you had three such chalas in front of you on the table, and you said a koinim on the paschitim and on pasoirim and the paskosmin, and unfortunately you erred and you ate three kazesim from all of them, would you have to go and bring a carbon oil of the yoyrid?
No.
Why not? Because it's not koinim, a shvua, it's a koinim. The only time we find that din of the oil of the yard is a shvua smiti, sheshiyavati misvaim.
Maharati.
But he has to go, isha shenishba. What's the lesson of pasik? Ashenishba. Oy nefesh ki sishova levati misvaim laharalate. It's only a din by shvua, it's not a din by koinim. Ah, since I have this special din by karbonois chatos, or not, especially not so much chatos, by shvua. Thank you. Since we have this special din by Shavuos, that we find chilukim chalukais lechatois. Ah, so each one is a separate entity. So now, just like that works in one direction, if you ate a kazayis for each one of them, you'd have to bring three separate korbanos. What happens if you ate a half a kazayis, or a third a kazayis of one, two, and three? Would it be mitztarif? And the answer is no, because each one is a separate entity. That's why it's not mitztarif. Zok the Yomara. Getting back to our case of the
koinom. Why is it symmetrical like that? Since the Shavua covers all three. In one sense, yes, the different minim are create a chiluk, mm-hmm. and then chayav achatas for each and every min. Mm-hmm. But since it's one shvua, why isn't eating a fraction of one and accumulating one kezias of your whole shvua was violated? Why aren't you chayav at least one?
You're not being consistent. Let's look upon these three kikaris. Are they one entity or are they three entities?
From the point
you're
of
saying
view,
is that you've eaten.
For every chatos, they're three. But for every shvua, it's one shvua.
Yeah, but the reason why you're bringing your chatos is because of the fact that you made a shvua. So you see that with Gabi, Hilchis chatos, by shvuas, you go and look at each one of these kikaris separately. So now we're not talking about a case of karm chatos. Here we're talking about a case of giving malchus for a person who violated the shvua. So now the question is, do these three kikarim, one being a chitim and tzoyrim and kusmin, are they mitzdarif? Just like the kabe karm chatos, they are not mitzdarif, and that's why each one of them has a separate din of a separate carbon. Similarly, if I have only half a kezayis, it's not mitzdarif because each one is separate. It's a separate entity for both purposes of bringing a separate carbon chatos for each, and it's a separate entity that you don't add up a third, because they're three separate minim, even though they're covered by one shvur.
But if you have the same minim,
yeah.
Same min,
yeah, I mean three chitim.
Right.
Yeah.
If you make a shvur, you're right. It would depend on that. You'd have to go a little bit more, Mitchum will see a little bit more about that in the next Mishnah, and more in the next Gemara Mitchum.
In a shvur, mm-hmm. the vav is considered an or,
mm-hmm. or an and.
Konen is an and.
But Mekoyim, the whole thing is not shy, because Mekoyim, there's no din of oil of yurid. But the Gabi Shvua, just by saying Shvua alai, or not Shvua alai, Shvua shloi oichal paschit and pas oirim pas kusmin, and you ate from each one asher kazayis, and Baruch Hashem, you're nice and full, you're going to be chayiv al kol achas v'yachas, and by Koinim you don't say that. Now how do you know Taka, the Gabi Shvua, is chayiv al kol achas v'yachas? Maybe you should go and say, since he made one Shvua, it's all one. So Rashi brings from Teres Kahanim, because it says in the Pasuk here by the case of the Shvuas Bitui, V'hoye ki yesham li achas me'ela. Why do you have to say yesham li achas me'ela? And it's repeated twice in the Pasuk, because the previous Pasuk said, which we quoted before, O yinefesh ki sishav levati b'sasayim lahara lehetim, l'chole shivati odem b'shvua v'nele mimenu, v'yoda v'osham, or v'oshem, li achas me'ela. That's end of one pasuk, and the next pasuk continues on. And then he's going to have to go and bring his carbon. So you see that the word achas me'ela is repeated twice to go and tell you that each one of these separate portions of the shvua, the chitim, zoyrim, etc., each one of them has a separate din, chayvei al kol achas v'yachas. Therefore, explains Rashi, even though over here we're not talking about separate minim, like Bill just pointed out. However, if he says over here, mizu mizu, he says, I make a shvua not to eat from kikar 1 and not to eat from kikar 2, even though he didn't repeat shvua a second time. He just said shvua once. I'm not going to eat shvua, I'm not going to eat from this kikar and from the other kikar. It has a status like two separate shvuas. And therefore, the gabe, if he ate a kazayis or this and a kazayis or that, the hell and achor, he'd be chayv two chatois, shvuah mitersha chalukas lachatois. So similarly, if he only ate a half from one and half from the other, he would not be mitzdar, because they're separate entities bifnei atzma. That's only a svar of the gabe shvuas. There's no such svar of the gabe kainomais, and therefore the gabe kainomais, they're not chalukas lachatois. And that's why we're saying that a half and a half are mitztarif after all. Okay, so l'choira, the Gemara said a very lumdisha teretz, the chilik between shvuos and koinomis. V'etimori hachi, remeir oime koinomis ki shvuos. Koinom has the same thing as shvuos. Now what? Just like shvuos is not mitztarif, koinom is not mitztarif. If the whole basis of shvuos not being mitztarif is because of this din, toshe chalukas l'chatois, it makes sense that they're not mitzdarif. And the kenomis, am I lying? What's wrong? What's better? What's wrong? Kenomis is not like shvuis. This din of chalukas chatois doesn't apply to kenomis.
No chatos by kenom.
There's no korban chatas, nishka oila v'yorin, nishka regel chatas. And that then, depending on what you hold, yeshmi, v'ein me'ila, you might not have a korban at all by konamis. So, v'zoi, feitim al konamis, amai loy, why would Rameir equate konamis kishvois? And for the Gemara, you're asked an eisen akasha, and because of that epoch, I have to switch around Rameir. Instead of saying Rameir uimar koinomis kishvois, we're going to say now Rameir uimar shvois ki koinomis. That what? That just like by koinomis, it is mitzarev. By shvois, it would also be mitzarev. Why would it be mitzarev? Didn't you just say a moment ago, mitoch shechalukas lechatois? The last line of Rav Pinchas, because I don't hold of Rav Pinchas. In other words, even though legabe shvois, it's taka chalukas lechatois, but that's only legabe the din of bringing a carbon chatas oilav yoyin. But the God mitzarev, there we're going to learn like Barry was saying before, that's a different din. And here I would say that it is mitzarev after all. Just like kainomis is mitzarev, shvuas, if you make a shvua, shvua shal oichal kikarzu, the loy oichal kikarzu. He didn't repeat the word shvua twice, he just said shvua loy oichal kikarzu, the kikarzu. Even though if the person has a helem and he eats from each one of kazayis, Bichalukas the chatois, but that has to do with chatois. Maskim. But now I'm not talking about chatois. I'm talking about the gabe getting a malchus if he did it b'mezid mitasra. No, that's a separate din altogether. And here I would say, since he made one shvua, I'm not going to eat from kikarzu. Ve'kikarzu. Guess what? If he eats a half a kazayis and a half a kazayis, it is mitzarif according to the mayor, and therefore shvuas has the same din as kainomis that they are mitzarif. That was the first pshat to answer the kasha on Rav Papa. Remember, how do we get into all of this? Because Rav Papa said, and in this price it said, oh no, you have to be mitzdar, shenkonomis mitzdarfin. So you see, it's not a koshu. So you want to have to go and give nukimta, that we're not talking about a case where you just said, koinam kikarzu, but rather you said, koinam achila mizu alai. Oh, it's achila, then it has dinam achila, and you have to be mitzdar, you have to have a kazai. Ravina Omar, I have an easier teretz. Ki k'omer ha-papa le'inyin malkis. Ki tanya hi le'inyin karbin. Te'inin shava pruta. What Rapapa is saying is, what Ravina is saying is, Rapapa, when he said at the top of the Yomid, in the middle of the Yomid, that when it comes to k'nomis ha-filah b'kol shu, that's if a person made a shvua, and he says shvua, for instance, shaloi oichal, two edim are standing there and say, Mister, be very careful. If you're going to violate that Shavua Chas V'Sholim, you're going to be over on Yisurim, and you're going to have to go and get Malkis, because you're being Mechal, either because of Le'achil Dvoroi, or Le'si Shavu B'mishmi La'Shoker, like the Psukim that we brought yesterday and the day before in the Gemara. So, be careful. So, says Rav Papa, L'kabi that, K'nomis Tiri HaKol B'Koshu. Why is it B'Koshu? Because he didn't make a Shavua Shle Oichal, he just said, K'nim Kikuze Alai. K'nim Kikuze Alai. Be careful. Make sure, no. And even if it's just a koshu, the Indian malchus, because he doesn't use the term achila by the papa. Why over here do we need a tziruv? Kitan hila Indian karban. There, when we said that if you made a koinim on two separate kikarim, shnei koinomis mitzdarvin, that's talking about legabe karban. Now, what karban are we referring to? I thought by koinim there is no karban of oile v'yored. There is no chatas kavua. But there is a din of Hashem Me'ilois. Why Hashem Me'ilois? This is not Hegdish. Yeah. It's like the Mahomes. Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamois. Why Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamois? Because since he said not a Lushan of Neder, a Lushan of Kainam, Kainam is just a derivative of the term carbon. So it's saying it's a private carbon on me. Not a carbon for the base of Hegdish. Not for you and not for anybody else, but just for me alone. Oh, it's a carbon for you alone. Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamois. You have to go bring Hashem Me'ilois. But if you want to go and bring a korban Hashem Eilos, it's a minimum shir. But it's not a din of shir v'achila, but me'ila the shir is a shava pruta. And that's why when the braisa begins, meisvei shnei koinomis mitzdarfin. Until now we learn shnei mitzkoinomis mitzdarfin to halba kazayis, but halba kazayis. No. A halba pruta, but the halba pruta mitzdarfin. For what purpose? The gabi bringing a korban Hashem Eilos.
Which is only brought b'shogeg, right?
Hashem Eilois?
Hashem is only
Bishon. That's correct. There's an Issam Eilob amazing, but there's only a Bishon. That's correct. It's got Kanyahili Inyan Karbin, the Beinin Shavaprut. So that was the Tziruf. Says the Gemara, if that's what the Bryce is saying, that there is a korban the gabi kanamis the member the sabri rabban and geshmi the kanamis. We have a raya from this stam brisa that the rabban hold geshmi the kanamis. Is that right? But Tanya might have another brisa that says the chayyim just the opposite. Where's that brisa? Kikers uhegdish. Person says this kikers hegdish. This nishka koinim, a real bona fide hegdish, and therefore you have to give it to the gizbar. And then he ignored that va'achol, and then he ate it. Bein who? Bein chaveri him? Anybody? They're moil. Why the moil behegdish? Because it's bona fide hegdish. Because of that, the brisa adds another knetch, which is really not relevant for our gemara, but it tells us additional halachas and hilchas hegdish. Lafichach yesh lo pidyon. What happens if after the person was makdish it, he gives it to the gizbar, and the gizbar said, already 85 people have already given me brand new kikrim this morning. I don't need another kikar. Would you like to take it back? Well, I'll take it back. But if you want to take it back, you have to be poided. How much you have to be poided? You have to leave keren, you have to add a choymish to it. Okay, I'm asking. So therefore, since hegdish is hegdish, any hegdish yesh lo pidyon. And it's, of course, it's Kedusha's Dhammim. We're not talking about Kedusha's Mizbeach, and therefore you don't need a mum. Kedusha's Dhammim, you can just be pointed by paying the amount. What about if he didn't say Kikerzu Hegdish, but Kikerzu Alai Hegdish? In other words, a form of koinim. For the whole world, it remains cholin. But for me, it's Hegdish. Look at the price it says. If afterwards a chola, who mal? He's moil behegdish. Chaveir loy mo'al, but his chaver is not mo'al, because I didn't make it hegdish for you and for everybody else, I just made it hegdish for me. In other words, another form of a private koinim for myself, and therefore if I was mo'al in my own, quote-unquote, hegdish, my own koinim, I'm mo'al, and I would have to go and bring my korban hasham ilas. And therefore, l'ficha ein lo pidyon. Therefore, it does not have a pidyon. Why doesn't it have a pidyon? Explains Rashi, because pidyon is only shayach by bona fide hegdish. This is just a glorified form of an isur. Since it has just a din of an isur, loinemar pidyon be isurim. That's the last Rashi in the pidyon. Shaloinemar pidyon be isurim. There's a pidyon by hegdish, so there's no din of pidyon. Divrei Meir. The chachamim moimim. What do the chachamim say? Vein hu ubein chavoyre loimaal. In your second case, where you only said hegdish li alai hegdish, no meila. No carbon meal. If you share meal but kanamis, you bring a carbon asham meila on bona fide real hegdish for the kolay and kulay. But if it's your own private hegdish for yourself, there's no din of bringing a carbon meila by a kain. One second. This is the chum speaking, and the gemara was medayik. So if you want to have the best answer. Eipach, we're going to switch it around. That kind of comment, like the Gemara is going to say now. We start the price again. This is what we said at the top line. Who's that now? That's Rameir. Chachamim Oimrim. Chacham is the Tanakama that we had on the Omer Aleph, which previously we said was Rameir. Now it's Chacham. Hu Mo'al. Chaveir Eloi Mo'al. Why is it Hu Mo'al? Because Yesh Me'ile Bekainavis. Therefore the two Chachamim are now aligned. They're both consistent. Yesh Me'ile Bekainavis. Freiti Mora. Ihachi. Let's go back to the original Brisa. Remember, why are we getting into all of this? Because Ravina wants to end for the kasha of the Brisa on Rabbah. Rabbah said, "Kanamis tibya kol bekolshu." And yet, when we got to the Brisa, we said, "Shnei kanamis mitzdarven." Obviously, you have to have a shear. What was the shear? Says Ravina, the shear is not a shear kazayis. It's a shear shavapruta. Halvapruta mitzdarf. For what purposes? For yesh meila bekanamis to go and bring a korban asham meilas. Okay. And then we said shtei shvuos, aim it star voice. And then Rav Meir Oimar, koinomais are kishvuos. Koinomais are kishvuos. Zochti mor yet. Freiti mor ihochi, back on the Omer Beis. Rav Meir Oimar, koinomais are kishvuos. Ella. What are we saying now? That just like shvuos are not mitzaref for their share, which is a share kezayis. So koinomais are not mitzaref for their share, which is the share of a sheva pruta. Okay, so it's not mitzdarf. But what happens if instead of eating a half a shava pruta from one and a half a shava pruta from the other, if I ate a full shava pruta from one of them, there would be a hilchos me'ila, and therefore I would have to go and bring a korban hasham me'ila. Because Rav Meir is only arguing on the tziruf halacha. And he's saying, koinomis are just like shvuos, and not mitzdarf, koinomis and not mitzdarf. But Forget about tzir. What happens if, in fact, he ate agan tzishav pruta from one of the kikaris? He'd have to go and bring a carbon hasham me'ilis. Afrei timar me'ilis bu. V'omer Rameir, didn't we just say now after we made this v'nahapachu, we did this epach, third, what do we say, the third line? El epach was in the second line. Now the third line, v'isha ein me'ilis b'kanamis. V'omer Rameir, ein me'ilis b'kanamis klal. So nishdogunish. So it's not a question, yom mitzdarif, nish mitzdarif. The whole parsha of carbon asham me'ila doesn't apply to kainamai. So what are you talking about? Says Imar, you're right. And therefore we're going to go and say, alidivrei. Lidivrei and derbana kamalahu. Lididi, according to me, in me'ila kainam is klal. So even if you only had one kikar, and you say kikar zu'alai also bekainam, or kainam kikar zu'alai, you can eat aganza kikar. No carbon me'ila, because this is just a private isur on my own. This is not a carbon. No asham me'ilis at all. Lidatchu, according to you, that hold that the yesh me'ila b'kainamais, oidli mi'as, the kainamais ki shvois, at least agree that kainamais should be like shvois, that just like by shvois, they're not mitztarif. By kainamais, they should also not be mitztarif. And therefore, if you eat a halba pruta from one and a halba pruta from the other, just like by shvois, a halba kazayis and a halba kazayis are not mitztarif, the same thing is the gabi kainamais, they should not be mitztarif. For Rabbanan, why did Rabbanan disagree? They say, Shavuos, what's the svar that it not mitztarif? Ikad Rapinchas. That word Rapinchas say, Yomer Aleph, Es Chalukas Lechato, Ois, like they ate the Chitim, the Kusman, and the Soidim, all the Helam Echad. Guess what? Even though I only said one Shavuah, if I ate a Kazayis, I have to bring three separate Kavan. And so therefore, if I didn't do it, then maybe I did it B'shoigi, and now the question is, do I have to go and bring my carbon oil of the yard or not?
One or three.
So you say, Rabban et Shavuos, Ikadra Pinchas, and therefore, just like Rabban Pinchas says, each one is separate, and therefore, you bring three Kavanas, each one is separate, that they're not mitztarif. If I only ate a halbe kazayis and a halbe kazayis, they're not mitztarif because they're separate Shavuos. However, that only applies to Shavuos. Kainamis like Rapinchas is dinner. Rapinchas is not shayach by Kainamis because Rapinchas is talking about chalukas lachatois and there's no chatos oyle v'yoyred by Kainamis.
So the sum of the parts is greater than the whole.
Some of the parts are in the other. Yeah, very good. Okay, shkoyach.
I'm a rabbi.
New shtickle now. We now have concluded. So Baruch Hashem, if anybody asks you, oh yeah, yoy, Rabbi said by Kainam even a kolshu. Yet I have a brayser that says you have to have tziruf shnei kainamis mitzdarfin. So you have to give two terutzim. Terutz number one is that we're going to go and say, why did we say that you need a tziruf over there? Because he didn't just say kainam kikur zu'alai. He said kainam achila mikay kikur zu'alai. Oh, once he threw in the word achila, then you have to have a shir kazayis. Even according to Rav Papa, because Rav Papa is talking about when he just said koinim plain, koinim kikar zu'alai, no share, no kedaya share, no shavapruta share, even a mashu. However, if you said koinim kikar, achilas kikar zu'alai, oh, when you throw in the word achila, then you do have to have a share, and then it would depend, of course, with mezer, b'shoyi grabbi, whether you're talking about achila mitamalkis or bringing karbonis, etc. So that was teretz number one. Teretz number two is a simpler teretz, in the sense that we go and say koinem achila zu'alai, it's a little bit, if you will, a little strange. But Ravina says, no, Rav Papa is talking legami malkis, and legami malkis, there's no din of a shir, even, when we're now talking about the carbon now. Now we're talking legami malkis. What's a din according to Rav Papa, legami malkis, even a kol shehu, a person violates his koinem, and he got you're going to be over in Layachal Devorah if you're going to violate your koinim, and he says, I don't care. And he ate from it, even he eats a mashu, then you malkis, you get malkis for kosher. Kitani, when the price is said, however, that Smitztarev is talking like Abi, then it's a carbon. And the tzirav was not of a kezayis, it was a tzirav of a shoka bruta, and it goes according to Rabbanan, which is Yesh Me'ila be koinim. With that, we concluded that shtickle, and now we go on to a new shtickle, which, by the way, we've already referenced earlier today in the beginning of the shir. Amara, Shmuah Shloi Oichal, V'Ochal Ofar is Pater. A person makes a Shmuah, I'm not going to eat today. And after that, he ate Ofar, he put sand in his mouth and he swallowed it down. He's Pater on his Shmuah. What's the reason why he's Pater on his Shmuah? Because it's a midi to lav roi la'achila. So when he said Shmuah Shloi Oichal, he meant edible. He didn't mean inedibles. So anything else which is edible, Avadi Bichayev. Fear the shear. However, eating offer, it's inedible. So you can eat the whole day. I got to two kazesim of offer. You're going to be pot. Boy, Rava, however, what happens if you say Shavuot Oichal? Offer bekama. Oh, he said expressly, I'm not going to eat offer. What's the halacha now? Kim Dom Shavuot Oichal. Since he used those magic terms for Yoichal, that take his eyes, because Achid is a kazais. But then we give him the law, meaning the Achli in Shihu, because since nobody in their right minds eats offer, so therefore he's being machshiv the offer by saying, I'm not going to eat offer, so maybe it's even Mikolshu. So then we're take it, tish be a tart.
Unfortunately, there are times, and my father told me so in China, where people did eat dirt out of, there was such a starvation. So it's not something so remote in our world.
We're talking about under normal circumstances.
But that was the normal circumstances. Wartime.
What? And that's why I had to eat, because the children in China were starving.
Right. In India. Yeah, and in the Biafra.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, under normal circumstances, you know, what's our good friend Ari O, he's the Boak, right? The Baragon for
is a Nana is tar.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about under normal circumstances. And we continue right there. Boy Rava, Shvur Shvur Oichel Chartzen Bekama. What is this shayla over here? A person makes a shvur not to eat grape seeds. As you know, there are many seedless grapes, but sometimes you come across seeded grapes. What happens if he makes a shvur not to eat the seed? Bekama, what's the shir? And Rashi is saying over here, if you're going to paskin legabi offer, that the shear is b'mashu, because it's a dover, which is not la bar echilu, la midi de achli inchi. What's chatzanim? Kim de mes'achal yedei teruvois data kezais. I don't know anybody that eats grape seeds on their own. However, if there are seeds inside the grapes, often initially you go and spit it out, but after a while it's just too much of a tercha, and you just chew it and just eat it and finish it.
Are you allowed to offer it to people?
Offer. Offer.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Anyway, if the person refuses, you can say that's a case of sour grapes. Ooh. Oh, okay. Anyway, getting back to Agma. So, in a sense, chartzen is better than offer. Offer you don't eat at all. You don't even betaruvus. If I add water and make mud out of it, I don't eat it either. However, by chartzen, I might eat it agav the grape, so then maybe shears kazais. Since, you're right, if it's part of the grape, fine, there are a lot of people who just swallow it down. But nobody eats grape seeds on their own. That being the case, by the fact that he asked it upon himself, I swear not to eat chartzanim, so maybe the shir is b'mashu, just like we say by the offer. Offer is inedible, but if he says, a shvur, then I'm not going to eat it, according to one sad, it's b'mashu. So says Rashi in the second line, imtim tzolemer, if you're going to paskin by offer, it's b'mashu. So what would be the case by unzer chatzan? Chatzanim are better than the offer, in the sense that you eat it partially by teruvis, it's a bit lesser, or maybe no, because you don't eat it, b'em. Just take it.
So it's b'mashu shvua and zalib with Rabbi Kiva, right?
Yeah, Rabbi Kiva, that would be b'mashu.
Okay.
Bo Rabashi, nozer she'om mashvu shle oichel chatzan. Which you said according to Bekiva, remember, Rava said in the Amr Aleph, that's if you make a shvua shloi oichal stam. Then according to Chum, you have to eat a shir kazayis. But here you're talking about a shvua shloi oichal chofar, or shvua shloi oichal chartzen. So maybe it's like saying shvua shloi oichal mashu, because nobody eats chartzenim at all. So maybe according to Rava, according to Rabbonah.
It's like
a case of mafarish.
Yeah,
okay. Continuing on.
Shvua shloi oichal.
Yeah, shvua shloi
oichal. That was. So the question was
the ochel offer. We said it's part.
No, but it was according to Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. There we said it was lav shleim b'maisa. Oh, here's ochel.
If it's loy oichal v'ochel, then lav sheish b'maisa. It's only if it's ochel v'loy ochel.
So here it's
an act of omission. It's an act of commission. It's a crime of commission.
Okay. He did something. Good. Zukti ma'ifin. See, these sorts of crimes, you have to bring it to the commissioner. Exactly. Right. Okay. Boy Ravashi. Nozir she'omer shvur shlo oichel chartzen bekama. Not a regular person. A nozir. Now, you know that a nozir is not allowed to eat chartzen min ha'toyi. The pasuk says, chartzen bat zog lo yoichel. So now the shal is, the kim d'ksayis isur d'raisuhu, a chartzenim by a nozir is like any other isur by all of us, like chazer and then the chaylev and the veila and all that. So what would these be the shir? The shir kazayis. is kikam mishtaba. But what's the purpose of his making a further shvua?
Right.
I'm not going to eat chatzin. You're not going to eat chatzin anyway, you mishina. Why are you making an additional shvua? It's kikam mishtaba. Atir kam mishtaba. V'daita mashu. He meant taka with his shvua to say more than a nazir. A regular nazir is not allowed to go and eat chatzanim of a kezayis. I am making a shvua, not even to eat a mashu. Oh, so then it's a chashav shvua. Since he used again the same expression shloi oichel, daite kazayis. Just like any time you say shloi oichel, daite kazayis, maybe also daite kazayis. And if that's the case, as Rashi, so then this shvur is worthless. Ein kan shvur because he's already mujba v'oimei. And if you make another shvur like we had yesterday, shvur shloi oichel, shvur shloi echlena, shvur shloi echlena.
Isn't it kolo? If you're being kolo, the head.
That's good. Mark's going to give us a teretz.
Okay.
We're allowed to ask the kasha before we come to.
Yeah, but no teretz.
Yes, you're doing beautifully. Dr. Mora Toshima. So bottom line, we're trying to be poishit this shala. A nozer she'omar loy oichel charetzen is a shira kazayis or shira is b'mashu. Toshima. Shvuish loy oichel. I make a shvu not to eat anything. The ochel, the bevis, the trefish, the kotzer, the musim. Zok to Tanakama, you're chayiv. Even though there's a
priest.
Very good. So now this chayiv that we're talking about doesn't mean you're chayiv for eating the bevis. You're chayiv in addition to that for violating your shvu. If you did it behel. But Reb Shimon and Poiter, Reb Shimon says you're Poiter. Lavinimba. So when we learn this price, it's actually the next Mishnah, which we're going to have in another few minutes. When we learned that Mishnah, we asked, am I chayiv? Why would the Tanakhama say you're chayiv when you eat in the Velas and trade you're chayiv on the Shvuah? Brother Shai said a moment ago, Mushvoim me'ar sinayhu, and ain't Shvuah chalal Shvuah. So why is he chayiv? So we give two answers. Tensor number one is what Brother Barry said 2 minutes ago. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri. Remember, he had yesterday Travayu. We took out the Travayu over here. Because Dvarim HaMetorim and Dvarim HaAsurim. Since when you say Shvush LaOichal, you're saying everything, even glat kosher meat that has on it eight separate hashgachos from everyone in the whole world, and that's why it costs $100 a pound. It's super, super, super kosher. By making a shvuah shloi oichel, that is asur. And mamidi that the dvarim mutarim, the shvuah is chal, it's already migur, it's also chal, the dvarim asurim on the nevelas of treifas. Ah, so that's why you chayv on the shvuah. Normally, if you just made a nevelas of treifas alone,
it's
mushvoyim, but it's koil everything. That's the first test. For Reish Lakish Amar. Ish Lakish doesn't hold of the concept of koilel by Yeshua. He does hold koil by other things, but not by Yeshua. So now, since he doesn't hold of koil by Yeshua, so how takas is it saying the price according to Tanakama, that you, the Mishnah, that you're chayiv? Ish Lakish is talking about mafarish chutzi sheva libid rabban. According to Rabban, we said in the previous Mishnah, what's the minimum share? It's a kazayis. What happens if he says, I'm not going to even eat a chotzi shir, and he eats nevelas of treifas, putting aside that machlekes for a moment, he says, mushul ha-shvua, I'm not going to go and even eat a mashahu, so that's already not mushul v'oimit, because mushul v'oimit is only on a shir, kazayis. And since he's saying a mashahu, so then he's adding to what it says in the treifas, not just repeating the shvua in the treifas, making a nai shvua. Oh, so then, even the Chachamim would agree, since Rav said in the Omer Aleph, everybody agrees if he says, I'm not going to eat a mashu, that it's chal, joint. So that's why he's chayv. They're talking about he said mashu. Or, it could be talking about it's bestam, v'alibid Rav Akiva. What means bestam, v'alibid Rav Akiva? Rav Akiva, remember, said in our Mishnah, even if you just said, shvush loy oichal, datoy, b'mashu, yom ha'odam oitzat v'choshuhu. Oh, so that case of here, when he says, shvush loy oichal, he meant a mashu, he didn't say it. But it's meant, it's implicit according to Rabbi Akiva. So now, if he eats a bale of treif, because he's a Muslim, even a mashu, he's going to be chayim on his shvur. It's not a mushvur v'oimit, because a mushvur v'oimit is only a kashir kezayis. And he said, shvur shloi oichal, which implicit according to Rabbi Akiva is a koshu. Therefore, you chayim on the shvur. What you're talking about, the chuzishir asim and a toira, not 100%. If you look at the toises, I teira kabishtaba, you see the toises, which is parallel to our Gemara. We're in Mesechtas Yuma. Okay, Ayin Shah. But the point is, yes, Toisis and other Rishonim shtel to that Gemara legab the Chutzis Osman Toira Osman Rabbanan. Thank you for reminding us of that, Brother Shai. And now we continue on. Okay, so that's what it says in the Mishnah. What does it have to do with us? So remember, the Shal of Ravashi was Nozesh Omeshvush Le Oichel Chartzon Bekam. Freitimar, Vanavela the Mujwa imiasinaihu, the chichatz and the gabi nozudami. It's apples and apples, just like you and I are not allowed to eat in the vela, minatoira, so the nozud is not allowed to eat chatzan. Vitaima, and according to the Rabban, not according to Rabbi Kiva, but according to the Rabban, the only reason why that I say these over on the Shua is if he's parish, if he says Bafedish, even a chutzishir, even a mashu. Holoi parish, but if he didn't, then daita kazais. Then automatically when you say the word shavur shloi oichal, oichal is a shir achila is bikazais. So Akiva Taka holds that when you yourself take upon yourself a shavur, then you're saying even a mashu because you're being mechadish and
supercharging it.
Exactly. However, according to the Chumim, no, once you use the term oichal, you look in the Torah, says achila is bikazais, achila is bikazais. It's time of the parish. Chilei parish da tekzais. Shema mina. So with this, we can be poisha the shaila, not only the gabi the nevela, but also the gabi the chatzanim. That if he makes a shvua, knows he makes a shvua shlei oichel chatzin. The shear is bekezayis. Shema mina. We've been poisha. Right tomorrow. Oh, you've been poisha the gabi the case of the chatzanim. That it's a shear bekezayis. So let's go one step further. El tipshin the boy rava. What happens if a person makes a shvua shlei oichel offer bekama? And we kept on pulling out our hair. What's that going to share? Is the share, is it because I is? Ah, you don't eat offer. You don't eat chatzanim either. Yeah, but nevertheless, it's a deal because you can have tzuvus. We'll see in a month. Anyway,
well,
the point.
Rabbi says that Shmami, so therefore it's not chal, the shua.
You're talking about the Shmamina until now, yeah. So you're going back in the previous
I just wanted to be clear. Okay. So Shmamina what? Shmamina, it's not chal, it's a second, he doesn't get a.
It's not chayav korban
olam. Because it's not chal because it's a kazayas and he's already mushba or he's already.
Yeah, but Mara Paskin, the time of the parish holy parish date a kazayas. If you don't say anything according to Rabbanon, just by saying shvush le oichal, automatically oichal means shir kazayas. Just shir kazayas that applies to chatzanim as well, even though you don't normally eat chatzanim on their own, only with tarubis. But nevertheless. He used the term shloi oichal datoi akizayis.
Not chayv.
Depending how much you ate. If you ate less than that, you would not.
No, but not because
of shvua.
The shvua is not chayv. He's already restricted.
Nevela is gravely restricted. He's not eating from official.
He said a chartzen.
Come on, those are eating chartzen. Those are eating chartzen.
If he ate chartzenim without a shvua, he has to eat a shir kazayis. That's for sure. Question is, if he added and he said, "I'm going to be super frum. I'm going to get a shvua shloi oichel chartzen." What's the din? Is he going to? Is that a valid shvuah? It's not chal because it's mishavoyim. So if you're going to go and tell me that when you make a shvuah shel yoichel chartzan, that it means the achila min hatoira, it's only kazais. If it's only kazais, then the shvuah hasn't added anything. However, you're going to go and tell me it's even. He's potter from an oil of yard, correct? If on the other hand you're going to go and tell me it's even b'mashu, then he would be chayiv a korban oil of yard, even though he's not going to be chayiv on the nevelis or on the chatzan mitzad din nozir. Even chayim itzad din shvu, and then you have to bring your korban oil. Good, very good. No problem. Set him up. Once we've been poishit now the case of the chatzanim, let's go back to the offer case, right? I'm offering you another opportunity to make your pun about offer. No, not offering another time for clarity. I'm offering him to make a pun about offer. The boy Rava, what's the Rava? Yeah, we offer you offer. The boy Rava, shvu shel oichal offer bekama. He didn't say shvu shel oichal. He said shvu shel oichal offer bekama. So that was a shaila.
Yeah.
What is the shir kizayis or is the shir even a mash? Right. Tipshoy, let's be patient. The ad ik kizayis, like we just said now, the hanavela ki offer damia. In which respect is it offer? Both of them are inedible. Offer is inedible because it's physically inedible. Nevela is inedible because it's halachically inedible. So therefore they're both inedibles. And we're saying nevertheless, when it comes to the inedible of nevela, v'tam de parish. Holoi parish daite akizayis. If you say beferish, less than akizayis, fine. But if you don't say beferish, the shear is akizayis. So say the same thing legabe offer. If you didn't say anything, the shear is akizayis. And the Gemara gives a very simple answer. Loi. Offer la barachil hu klal. Offer cannot be eaten by anybody, right, even by the Chinese, unless it's in the middle of a mechama when you have bikuach nefesh. Right. But otherwise, nobody eats offer. Nevela basachila. 99% of the world eats nevela sutreifis. Va'arihu deravia elavda. Because the Torah says you're not allowed to. It's as if you have a lion standing there, and every time you get close to the nevela, it starts roaring. No, you're not allowed to eat it. Chulil b'chas. But of course, physically, it's edible. That being the case, nevela, when you say shloi oichal, nashir is b'kezayis. Of a kenzayin, an offer which la barachilu, maybe there it's takashir, even metakolshu. So what are you going to go and say? Tomorrow we're going to have to wait for Leon Navi, Tishbi Yataritz Tinkum.
So you can't have offer even if your name is Adam.
Oh boy. Back to the Mishnah. Okay, it's a simple Mishnah, will take us a minute. Took the Mishnah. A lot of this we've already said. A lot of it is very easy.
Nachash Amoni, in Tanakh, he's a Nachash, is his name. That's the one who was the star of David HaMelech. Did he eat offer? Because he said Nachash eats the offer, right?
Could be. So let's go on to the Mishnah.
His blessing, he gets abundance.
Zog the Mishnah, Shvush, like Oichal, person makes a Shvush, I'm not going to eat. Be Ochel, and he ate. Vishasa, and or he drank. In Chayiv Ela Achaz. Even if he ate a full kazayis, and he drank a full revias, he's only going to be chayiv one carbon. Mm-hmm. Why? I violated the shvuah two times. The answer is because shtiyah is bechlal achila. So it's instead of thinking of having an achila of kazayis and a revias of shtiyah, yeah, look upon as eating two kazayis and five kazayis. It's a big, big meal.
It's like eating five kazayis of chaylev in one halama.
Exactly. So in chayiv alach. What happens if he says shvuah shloi oichel v'shloi eshta? Oh, now he specified oichel and shtiyah. So therefore, he made a special point. I'm not saying shtiyah b'chlal achil. I'm making a shvuah oichel and making a shvuah an eshta. Oh, the achil v'shas v'chayiv shtayim. One on the achila and one on the shtiyah. Good. Shvuah shloi oichel v'ochel. So we talked about this in the Amud Aleph. That's substantially. Shvuah shloi oichel. He makes a shvuah. I'm not going to eat. V'ochel paschitim v'pas oinim v'pas kusmin. Ein chayiv v'lachas. He's only chayiv once. Why? Because he says shvuah shloi oichel. And shloi oichel means across the board, anything and everything. If I eat meat and I eat flesh and I drank this and I ate that, all included in chayv lachas. But if he said shvuah shloi oichel bas chitim, upas yoidim, upas kusmin, that was the three key cards that we're talking about in the Amud Aleph. V'yachal chayv oichel achas v'yachas kusmin. Why did he go and specify bas chitim, bas oidim, bas kusmin? By doing that, you chayv at each one individually. Of course, you have to go and eat a kazayis for each one. And that's why Pinchas says, oh, you see the gabei chatois, his chalukah is the chatois. He only made one shavua, but it's chalukah the chatois. We have the name enough. Okay, continuing on. What happens is the same thing. Shavua shloi eshta. I'm not going to drink anything, period. Loi eshta. Vishosa mashkin harbi, and he drank wine and beer and Coca-Cola and water in chayv aliachas, because he's over on the shavua shloi eshta. Vishavua shloi eshta yayin, vishemen, udvash. Vishos, and he did drink from Yain Shem Nidvash, Chayv Kolachas V'yachas, same thing as Achitim Tzorim V'kusra. Shvuah Shvoi Oichal, he said, Shvuah, I'm not going to eat, period. V'ochal Oichal Chen Ruin L'Achil V'shos Mashke Enruin L'Achitia. He ate things which are inedible, like the offer case, or he drank things which are inedible to drink. You take sewer water or something, whatever, you can't eat it, whatever. And then it's potter, your potter. Why? Because Shvuah Shvoi Oichal means Dvarim Haru Uyim L'Achal. However, and now this is the same Gemara that we had now two times. Shvuah shloi oichal. The ochel the biglis the trei fishkotzu no masim. Says the Tanakama, you're chayiv. Why aren't you bushim va'oyim mehar Sinai? Why would it be chayiv? So what is the answer? What did we give the answer?
Kolo.
That was the first answer. That was Rav with Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri, Shlishayu, the Kol Devarim Amtur, Matarim Vavsur. But what did Reish Lakish say? It's talking about either Mefarish, Chotzi Shir, Alibet Rabbanan, or Bistam Alibet Rabbi Kiva. That Minah Torah is only over on the full Shir by saying Shlo Yoichal. If he says Shlo Yoichal, Mashu, so then that would be even Kuntra Rabbanan. And if it's according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to say Mashu. Because Stam, when you make a Shvuah in yourself, you're Mashu, even a Mashu. So that's why you're Chayiv, because it's not a Mujibo image. You're adding a new layer of Isser. Reb Shimon Poit, Reb Shimon Pat. Right, last case. Amr Koinim Ishti Nenes Li, Emachalti Hayon. Person said, I make a Koinim on my wife, she should not have enough from me, or I shouldn't have enough from her. Mirat Hashem will get more deeper into Shvuahs. We're going to talk about this in greater depth. Anyway, he makes such a Koinim on his wife. Emachalti Hayon, if I ate today, so he has no right to eat these things. These should be deemed inedibles. It's as if he didn't eat anything. No. But Lamaise did eat, because these are edible. It's taka, like Rashi says, like we said anymore before. Ar Yehud Rav Yalei. There's a line that's roaring. Of Lamaise, it's edible. So therefore, Ishtay Asur, his wife, would be Asur. Stop over here, Rabbi Samichu. Do you continue tomorrow? And I get to
6:50.